To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Got him screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got him screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot, we your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Let's go, baby. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Keep it real, G. I see you, baby. Filthy McNasty. Let's go. We welcome you here to the Wednesday, October 15th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barlin.
The ultimate needle mover in God Mode himself.
Yeah, sweetie, I'm going to punch that one more time.
The ultimate needle mover in God Mode himself.
Peace, Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
No.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
Kyle Madsen, kind enough to hang out with us. Jesse Tapia, still on break, still on his honeymoon. When we're talking about break. Let's take a quick second. And I purposely waited for the insiders to leave to do this because I wanted to be respectful to them. And obviously there's news that we're going to talk a lot about today, and that's Russell Westbrook signing with the Sacramento Kings. And I understand that my personality doesn't always click with everybody. And I understand that I can be an arrogant prick sometimes. Well, this is going to be one of those times because I see all of you. Not you, not the chatty house. Not even the first timers or the not very oftener's. Not you. No. But you. I see all of you. Just because I don't confront you. Just because I don't live my life on Twitter. Doesn't mean I don't see you. When I got alerted that De'Aaron Fox signed with Clutch. I hit up James Hamm and I said, James, we need to work together on this. I just got tipped off that De'Aaron is with Clutch. This is obviously pretty sensitive because there's a lot of CBA things at play here. Can you talk to De'Aaron about this? He was like, yes. What do we know? We collaborated on this thing. It was the first story we ever broke. It was the first time we ever collaborated on something. De'Aaron was happy to confirm it. Gave us a quote, did the whole thing, and we broke the story that night. Mm-hmm. And I listened. I listened how people said, oh, I heard in the barbershop. Oh, I heard this. Downplaying what we do. And it's fine. It's all good. I get the game. When I heard DeMar DeRozan, so we had saw Mark Spears talking about DeMar DeRozan. And we followed that up with, and I was told emphatically, right now, this is going nowhere. The Kings are hung up on someone else. I said, do you know who? Nope, but they are hung up on someone else. They love DeMar, but this is going nowhere. Little did we know, there was a deadline on that someone else. That deadline passes, and they hit the DeMar DeRozan thing tough. Who had that? We did. Who had DeMar DeRozan was in Sacramento and was going to be at the California Classic? We did. Who gave you the who, what, when, where, and how with De'Aaron Fox. 90 minutes before Shams ever tweeted anything, we told you De'Aaron was done and he wanted to go to San Antonio. There are all of these phony newsbreakers who are listening to our show talking about a list of teams and all of this nonsense. No, ho, there was one team and we told you immediately it was San Antonio. I see and hear all of you. When Kenny Caraway came on this show during the Beam Team year and said, this team is a title contender. Give me one reason why they're not. We heard all of you. We heard you on your podcast. We heard you on your radio shows. Then ESPN does something with it 3 weeks later. And now it's leading your radio show. We see and hear all of you. Oh, D'Lo's a stan, man. He loves Russell Westbrook. Ain't nothing. June 30th. Oh, that ain't nothing. You know D'Lo. He loves Russ, boy. July 2nd. Oh, not again, D'Lo. I saw you. Not again. 2 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago. Said it again. And now all of a sudden, everyone's shocked that Russell Westbrook is a Sacramento King. Mm. We see and hear all of you. You want Sacramento Kings games? You know where to go with that. You want Sacramento Kings news? This is where you go. We don't hedge our bets. We tell you what we know. There are a lot of well-connected people out there who love to hedge their bets because they're scared to death to be wrong. We're not wrong. Name one time this show has ever been wrong when it comes to covering this team. I'll save you the brain racking. We're not. Now, whether you like this move or you don't like this move, that's what we're going to discuss for the next 4 hours. Mm-hmm. But when you want Sacramento Kings news, this is where you go. You go to the insiders, you go to D'Lo and KC, and you trust that all of this tweeting and all of this posturing and all of this stuff that these other people do, and that's all it is. Is it's fake and it's posturing. And if some of y'all want me to talk to you to your face about it, I'll be happy to do it. But instead, I just say hello. I ask you how you're doing. I wish you the best 10 times out of 10, and I keep it moving. But don't play with me. This is what we do. Eddie Gonzalez tweeted today, Russ was signed months ago. You think that's it? Brody's in New York. Mm-hmm. Come on, man. And now. See, oh, I should have gone live, boy. Woo! When Shams tweeted, I should, because there would have been no radio. You would have gotten one of them Mike Brown fired De'Aaron Fox rants that Chef Q is sending out to the play. Oh, you would have gotten that. You would have gotten that. I take great pride in what we do and how we cover this team. And no, we don't break every single story. No, we don't chase every single lead. But when we tell you something, trust us that we are coming from a place of sourced and educated material. Y'all would roll over in your grave if I told you who confirmed this to us a month ago. But we here. And Russell Westbrook is here. He's a Sacramento King. Now, we got to make sense of it.
That's it.
Some of y'all don't like it. Okay. But for me, the Kings needed a backup point guard. That's been glaring in these two games. Mm-hmm. And now they have one.
Yeah. And you got a guy. That's perfectly said, by the way. But you got a guy.
Hey, wait a second.
Oh, yeah. Cook.
I don't want that. I don't want your take to go kind of buried in that rant. No one had the Kings talk. No one was talking about Kings title contention. I saw them laugh at this thought. Saw it. Wasn't one person. It was several. But then Ramona wrote somebody, I don't know who it was, wrote something about it. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, look, the national media that we claim to not care about for 11 months, they wrote something we liked, and now we're going to lead our radio show with it. But when Kenny Caraway said it, who covers this team day in and day out, said it, he's a fan. Sweetie, get out of here. Okay. All right.
We can get,
we see you.
We can go back. We can go back a little further too on that one. And like I said, I'm
want a drink. That's what I want.
What we got?
I don't know. We gave all the wine away. I know where to go.
Okay.
Let's get to commercial. I know where to go.
Okay.
I'm gonna go to Miller. Look, I know Miller got that Uncle Nearest stashed in there, and he got it stashed for me. That's my man
too.
At 50 grand.
We're gonna go.
You in? Oh yeah, Kyle's
Let's go,
in.
Man. Pour me a glass too.
Yep.
And we can go a little further back on that too. Cause like I said, I just remember and I watch. That summer, that offseason, who was the Kings' big free agent pickup?
Malik Monk.
Oh, and who told you
that one out?
Who told you that one was going to happen?
Mm.
First and foremost, it was us. It was us.
Mm.
Spoiler alert. Second of all, I'm telling you
Well, at 3 o'clock, of course, because the Kings, they wouldn't negotiate with Malik Monk right. before 3
Cause
o'clock. Because
it's on the up and up.
At 3 o'clock.
It's on the up and up.
Yeah, we had that. That's what we do.
I remember all the things that was said about the Malik Monk signing. I remember it. Because I was the one almost on the island. I mean, you felt it too. Like, you was like, nah, I like Malik Monk. He's a good ball player.
Not like you, though.
I said, nah, he's going to be nice. I even gave you the exact scenario that was going to happen. I said, you're going to love him. He's going to ball out. And because of the structure of this contract, we're going to be freaking out after that second year because he could leave.
Yep.
And now more than anybody else, when I'm outside, when people talk to me about the Kings, that's the one person that comes up every single time. We can't lose Malik. We can't lose Malik. Nah, nah, man, that's the one. And I'm not saying it to say that I always get stuff right or that we always get stuff right when it comes to predictions of how players are. But at the same time, you guys settle down a little bit because y'all weren't thinking twice about Malik Monk. I'd say, what would you say, Dame? 85-90% of the people that are commenting today wanted Jaden Ivey. And they still may be right. Jaden Ivey's a great ball player.
Including me.
Yeah. He may I wanted to trade the pick for mm-hmm. John Collins,
mm-hmm.
right?
Man.
John Collins in a pick.
Man.
So I'm not even saying it's right. But what nobody thinking Keegan Murray was how we look at him today.
Mm-hmm.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You haven't even seen this guy on the court with this group yet. I don't know how it's going to play out. I don't know how it's going to play out. I see the attempt by the Sacramento Kings to bring in a guy like Russell Westbrook. The logic as to why you're bringing him in makes sense for me in a number of different ways. needing a backup point guard, needing a guy who's physical to defend out there on the perimeter, needing a guy who at this point in his career, regardless of people like it or not, does play with two other guards on the court. Mm-hmm. Whether you want to call that three guard or call it a small four, call what you want. There's two other guards on the court, and he's out there, he's defending, he's out there being a productive player with two other guards out there. He can do that. He's not just a point guard. You can play Malik, Keon, and Russell Westbrook at the same time. I'm not telling you that for sure it's going to work. I'm not telling you he's going to turn this team into a championship team. But what we're saying is we see the logic, and let's see it play out. Let's see it play out. All you guys might be right. It might just be a dumb signing and not amount to anything. All y'all might be right, but don't nobody know that.
I think half, maybe more than half, of being a sports fan, it's probably way more than half. Maybe it's 75% of being a sports fan is reacting to stuff that hasn't happened yet. Like, that's part of, like, I mean, the rest is obviously reacting to games, reacting to, like, what's actually happening in the moment. But it feels like there's far more off season than there is regular season. So you're just reacting to stuff that you have no clue what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And I think it's hilarious that the team that drafted and re-signed De'Aaron Fox, the team that drafted Tyrese Halliburton, the team that drafted Davion Mitchell is the team that was desperately in search for a point guard and a backup point guard this offseason. The irony in that is not lost on me. Don't mistake my love for Russell Westbrook or my appreciation for this incarnation of this basketball team for understanding that this franchise is a mess. I understand that. The difference is I think Zach LaVine is really good. I think DeMar DeRozan is really good. I love Russell Westbrook. I think Domas is really good. I think there's, again, we can talk about, if you want to skip all of this year and talk about next year and be upset about what it looks, that's fine. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to tell you because I don't know what's going to happen between now and then. But if you're negative on next year, the year after, the year after that, yeah, I, probably right. Mm-hmm. The Kings need some dominoes to fall in their direction for the next few years to go well. Jonathan Kuminga could have been one of those dominoes. Mm-hmm. It didn't happen. Does that mean it won't happen in February? I don't know. I doubt it, but I don't know. But this year, I'm still of the belief they can. I don't feel particularly great without Keegan Murray, given the shortness at that position, the lack of depth at that position. But I still think these dudes are solid basketball players. Like, this isn't a Charlotte. This isn't a Washington. This isn't a Utah. I think this team is better than Portland. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot of basketball teams that I think Sacramento was better than. No, come on, D'Lo, it's about winning titles. All right, man, you're right. They're not winning the championship. Mm-hmm. This team is not built to win a championship. But I don't think they're built to win 30 games, 20 games, or whatever that is. And if that's what you want, you're entitled to feel that way. We have been over reasons why that's not going to work for this particular franchise a million times, and I don't see any need to do it again.
Yeah.
But they needed a backup point guard, and they went out there and got one. It's not Devin Carter. It shouldn't be Neat Clifford. Neat Clifford should be focused on, like, playing his position in the NBA and not being at – now we got him playing the four, and, well, we're just going to do this. The bro hasn't played a regular season NBA game, and you've had him playing, like, four different positions.
Right.
No, man, don't. That to me is a far bigger recipe for disaster than signing Dennis Schroeder or Russell Westbrook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I agree 100% with what you're saying. Anybody who doesn't believe in this roster or believe in the signing, look, man, they're 100% fair. It's cool. It's cool. I don't think anybody on these airwaves right now are saying you have to agree with what we say. You know what I mean? If you think this team is trash, is no good, that's what you think. It's cool.
It's funny given what just happened, but Malcolm Brogdon just retired.
He was listening to D-Log.
I'm dead serious. Shams literally just tweeted, Malcolm Brogdon said, forget it. He doesn't want to play. He just retired.
And there he is.
Spectacular timing.
That is Malcolm hilarious. Brogdon, hey, man, salute to him, man. Great career between Virginia and the NBA. Salute to him. That is funny.
Virginia, he's smart. The thing was, I always heard one consistent thing is that Malcolm Brogdon thinks he's the smartest person in every room he's entered. Y'all don't think Dino and Casey got influence?
Come on, we got motion out here, baby.
Malcolm Brogdon was
his agent called him and said, yo, Damian is going to jump off the Golden One Center.
That's cold.
His agent or Malcolm was sitting there. He's like, damn, you know what? Damian's right. I'm done.
That's easy. I'm done.
Hey, you said you'd rather have Russell Westbrook than Malcolm Brogdon. He went, damn, I would too. Not saying I like it.
5 years, man. The greatest timing of a tweet in history. D'Lo and Casey history, that is the greatest timing of a tweet.
That is hilarious.
Salute Malcolm Brogdon.
Salute to him, man. Big ups to him. But like I said, though, man, look, you guys can feel how you feel. I do want to say, though, nobody here is claiming to tell you the truth.
Mm.
Don't be fooled by that.
Mm.
Don't be fooled by that. I know a lot of people look at like a differing opinion of myself when it comes to the Kings, or even Damian to a certain degree, think it's purple lenses and all this other stuff. No, that's how we see what this team is capable of. I'm not telling you that's what's going to happen. I'm telling you that's how I see it. If something else happens, if it doesn't work out that way, we've said it a number of different times. We stand corrected.
Mm-hmm.
We stand corrected. It's all good. I'm going to tell you right now, if I knew everything that was going to happen in basketball, this would be a hobby and not my job. Because I'd be in Reno and Vegas every day cashing out. Nah, I don't know what's going to happen. But the way that I see the game, I'm looking at what could happen. I'm saying, I think this is a possibility. But don't be fooled by somebody telling you the truth when it comes to anything, one way or the other. How are they telling you the truth for something that hasn't happened?
Mm-hmm.
I want to remind, how are they telling you the truth when you talk about how good a team is going to be, how bad a team is going to be, win totals, all this other stuff? How are they telling you the truth for something that has not happened? That's an opinion. Yeah. And you have different opinions? That's cool, too.
And that's what we do.
Yeah, that's cool, too.
That's
but
what we do.
It ain't, I'm not telling you anything that I'm saying about the Kings or Russell Westbrook is law and the truth. That's just how I see it and how I view it. And that's it. And if you feel differently, look, I understand why you feel differently. It's cool. It's all good.
Let's get an opinion from TC on the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. Early call from TC on 916-909-1320. TC, what's good?
Man, what's up with my two brothers?
Oh, man, it's a little peppin' TC's voice.
Listen, I got to cut you off a little bit, D-Lo. I stand on that. I'm correct, right? And what I mean by correct, Kitty, I mean by Russell Westbrook is going to help this team out culturally. However you want to put it, bro, in your mind, the mind check, keeping everybody's butts in line, he's going to do that. Also, he's going to put up his points, get his assists, and carry that mantra that Doug Christie and Perry wants, bro. I don't know what Kings fans are seeing or asking for, bro. That's the question that Kings fans need to really ask. I know everybody's not right, but what are we looking for? And it's ask yourself an honest question. Is Russell Westbrook going to hurt this team, bro, or would he make this team better? From a mental standpoint, bro, I'm standing on that, bro. I love the move, and I'm not getting everybody's argument about Russell is washed. He's not going to help this team. What are we looking for, Kings fans? Seriously, bro. That's all I got, man.
Okay.
All right. Shout out TC. And once again, TC, that's still an opinion. It hasn't happened. He hadn't even signed with the Kings, literally. I think he intends to sign with the Kings. So we don't, no, I don't know. I don't know. Once again, I don't know what is going to happen with Russell Westbrook and the Kings. I have an idea of what I think is going to happen. Mm-hmm. But I won't know till he's here. I won't know till he's in the situation that he's in, and the playing time is what it is, whether it's greater than he thought or less than he thought or whatever. There's a lot of different variables. I don't know how he's going to react to all this stuff. Is the team good? Are they competitive? Is there an injury and now he's got to play more time than he expected to or something like that? But I don't know. I think he's going to be fine, though. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to help this team out. And I can tell you the reasons why, just like TC laid out, why I think he can help this team.
But here's the thing. And Cole and Ishmael, I don't want you guys to hang up, but just hang out through the break, because if we go now, I'm going to have to, like, shortchange you, and I don't want to do that. So, Cole, Ishmael, hang on. Anyone who wants to, good or bad, get their thoughts out, do it. 916-909-1320. I think the overwhelming – my overwhelming takeaway from all of this is Russ never mattered. Russ is a very uniquely polarizing player, and that garners a reaction. But the fact of the matter is, we could talk about liking or disliking Russell Westbrook. This fan base mostly dislikes this basketball team. So Russell Westbrook, it doesn't matter. It's not that if Shams had tweeted the Sacramento Kings are signing and insert some other player, no one would feel differently about this team. Now trading, that's an entirely different conversation, and I don't have the mental energy to work out a framework of a fake trade that would have made Kings fans happy. But if they had signed a four, no, you wouldn't have cared. Why? You said it 20 minutes ago. Would they sign Jay Crowder? Like the list of names that James and Kyle went over a couple of days ago that James brought onto this show, no one would have been excited if the Sacramento Kings signed insert unsigned four. It just happens to be Russell Westbrook, a player who already garners a lot of opinions.
Facts.
You either hate him, as many of you do, or you love him, like I do. Ishmael, Cole, you're next. Please, please don't hang up. Get in on the Elk Grove Kia Talk line, 916-909-1320. We're just getting started. Trista Crick at 2, James Hamm at 3, D'Lo and KC, Kyle Madsen from the Insiders all day on Sacramento
Sports Leader.
Jay Gaydon
here too today as well.
Jay Gaydon here. I knew that.
Yeah.
I knew that because it's Wednesday, and we put in our notes that Jake Gaydon is going to be here. Have I sent the emails out, Kyle? No. Am I going to? Yes. All of that is ahead here on ESPN 1320.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.